So we are here at the Bible Story. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a Bible story. So, story comes from Matthew 9:27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith to them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it unto you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." But they, when they were departed, spread abroad the fame in all that country. And they went out, and behold, they brought him another. But you see, Jesus told everyone to say nothing about it. Now, Jesus had a very complicated attitude about his life. Jesus lived in the Christ consciousness. And when Jesus worked with people, proclaiming the healing that they wanted for themselves, his Christ consciousness would have to say, "You can remember it no more that you were ill, that you were blind, that you were dead, that you had any problem at all, because it's a spiritual healing, and this is the only kind of healing that Jesus knew how to participate in." Now, he said to these blind men, "Do you believe that this can be done? Do you believe that I can do that?" And then they said, "Yes." And he said, "Then it is done unto you according to your belief." And you see, the moment they went out and proclaimed to the world what Jesus told them not to proclaim, the moment they went out and said they have a temporary healing because it's not real, the blindness returned to them and they no longer could see. We do that ourselves. We proclaim the teachings of Jesus, and we proclaim that we would like to have the healing that Jesus can bring forth into our lives. But then we go out and we tell the world that we are healed when we are healed indeed. But the world says, "Oh, I didn't know you were sick." The world says, "Oh, I didn't know that you were ill or you were blind and you could not see." "Ha, you were dead? That's a joke, you know. No one can be resurrected from the dead." And you see, all of this negativism, all this negativity that comes into our life blinds us to the real divinity that's within us. You see, the teachings of Jesus bring us back to our original purity and integrity. And as he would the blind men that they would see, as he would anyone that we would see and be whole and perfect, he commands each of us, "Go and tell no one." Now, why not tell anybody? It's such a joy in our heart and such a delight. Because we are saying that that's not our original purity and integrity. That our original purity and integrity is that we were blind. That's our original being. And our original purity and integrity was not that we were dead, you know, alive, but that we were dead. Or that we were not healed, that we were ill. And you see, if we're going to work with the Christ consciousness, if we're going to work from a spiritual point of view, we must work from the spiritual point of view of be healed and tell no one. When people call for healing to our practitioners here at the headquarters, people say, "I would be made whole." And the practitioner says, "It is done." And you know, those people never call back and say, "Thank you." They never call back and say, "It's done." They never call back and say, "It's wow." Because the practitioner knows that it's done and that it's wow. And the practitioner does not need to hear this because they are, in point of fact, told not to come back and tell us that they are healed. Because if they do, then they are not healed. Then the healing was only a temporary thing that they experienced for a moment, and then they're back with their unhappiness again. take into your mind, your heart, and your life the teaching of Jesus. Do you believe that you can experience wholeness? If you can believe, go and tell no man. For this is what the Bible teachings are all about. Are you ready for following the Bible teachings? It would be lovely if we were, and many are. And you don't hear about them, because they go and tell no man. Have a lovely evening, a lovely day, a lovely life. Go and tell no man, but enjoy your health, your wholeness, your abundance, all the good things that you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.